Blackstone Publishing presents Between Two Kings, or 10 Years Later by Alessandre Dumas, edited and translated by Lawrence Ellsworth. This book is read by John Lee. Introduction by Lawrence Ellsworth. Alessandre Dumas' sprawling historical adventure, The Three Musketeers, was a worldwide success after first publication in 1844, and was followed in the next year by an even larger sequel, presented by this editor in two volumes as 20 Years After and Blood Royal. Dumas then set his Musketeers aside for a year before launching into his still more ambitious final sequel, the truly immense Le Vicomte de Bragelonne, which was serialized in weekly installments from October 1847 to January 1850. Taking a year off to plan is understandable when one considers the mind-boggling scale of Bragelonne. 268 chapters, over 750,000 words, three times the size of its largest predecessor. Dumas had a vast story to tell, and boldly broke free from the typical structure of the popular novel to tell it. It was an experiment in long-form narrative, and on its own terms, a successful one, albeit an approach Dumas never tried again. For one thing, the market for feuilleton, the French weekly subscription papers that printed continued stories, had peaked and crashed, and the demand for prolonged serials dried up. For another, the book publishers, who had to collect the Bragelonne mega-novel and issue it in multiple volumes, strained to fit it into their usual formats. And why had Dumas put them to the trouble? Why experiment on such a grand scale with the novel, a form that he'd arguably mastered only a few years before? Dumas had set his sights high, aiming to spin out what we now call long character arcs, portraying the maturity of all four of his popular musketeer protagonists, their tales intertwined with the stories of dozens of secondary characters, and more than that, all set against the overarching saga of the early reign of King Louis XIV. It was an arc not just of people, but of a nation. Ambitious indeed. How to make it work? The answer was to construct it from components Dumas already understood well. That is, short, punchy chapters, each built around a single dramatic scene that drove the overall narrative forward. This perfectly suited the feuilleton publication format, providing readers with enough forward momentum in each installment to ensure that they would come back eager for the next. However, Dumas, the master dramaturge, was also telling his story in larger patterns, in acts of about 8 to 15 chapters that set up and then pay off with satisfying minor climaxes. Moreover,
sample complete. Ready to continue?